information.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz.
From the Australian Government's Department of Radio and Space Services indicates that solar activity remains at a very low level. There are no visible sunspots audible on the Earth-facing side of the Sun, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now hovering around 67, that's 6.7, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is 2, that's digit 2. Now those figures are likely to remain much the same in the immediate future, which just means that our continuing long period of poor high frequency broadcasting or poor high frequency propagation over long distances on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be quite unreliable. However, there are still chances for good reception, providing that care is given to the optimum times and frequencies at your location. So we now have some information concerning monitoring and propagation here in Melbourne. Particularly during our pre-sunrise and post-sunrise time windows. This is a summary I did recently between 1900 and 1930, that's 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. Good reception in the 5, 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands. This is a summary of that the signals noted. 7465, the BBC from Singapore with its PASH 2 programs. 7540, the Voice of America with its DIWA broadcast in PASH 2 from the Udon Thailand relay station. 9645, China Radio International from a Beijing transmitting site in French. Well, that's actually Kunming, not Beijing. Kunming transmitting site. 9820, the Voice of America from Lampertheim in Germany with programming in Kurdish. 9585, the BBC from Dubai in the UAE with broadcast in Arabic. 9920, Radio Thailand from Bangkok with its programs to Europe and Africa and the Middle East in English. 9420, the Voice of Greece continues to be one of the strongest stations on the 31 metre band with programming in Greek. 9500, Radio Republic, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 9560, China Radio International from Urumqi in the French language. 9730, the Voice of Vietnam in English. And down in the 49 metre band, quite a lot of activity there. Includes 5985, China Radio International from Beijing in Portuguese. 6030, Radio Aramia from Ethiopia with programming in Afar. 6055, China Radio International from Sarek in Albania with the French programs. 6090, another China Radio International frequency, this time from Urumqi with programming in Russian. 6110, two stations on this frequency at the same time, China Radio International, and that's in Russian service from Xi'an. And on the same frequency, the Ethiopian station, Radio Fana, in the Oromo language. 6130, Transworld Radio from Manzini in Swaziland with local programming. And 6145, the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, South Korea, with its programs via the relay station in England from Wolverton in French, with programs to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 6170, the Voice of America from Biblis in Germany, relay station there, with programs in Kurdish. And up at the top end of the 49 meter band, 6185, Radio Taiwan International, with programming in German via the Wolverton relay station in England, and quite good reception. So that was a summary of some signals noted recently in our morning period, that's pre-sunrise here in Melbourne, between 1900 and 1930, frequencies in the 49, 41 and 31 metre bands were examined. Now some information concerning reception by technical monitors in Eastern Europe, courtesy of the SWLDX Bulgaria online newsletter. NHK World Radio Japan, broadcasting via the Issoudun relay station in Issoudun in France, noted on 13680 between 1430 and 1500 to Western Asia in Farsi, well that's Persian actually, 500 kilowatts, 090 degrees. Very good reception in Eastern Europe. A station known as I Radio, EYE, in Arabic and English, also via the Issoudun relay station. The frequency 15410 between 1500 and 1600 in Arabic, English and other languages to East Africa. That's 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 139 degrees. And the station known as Radio Exorio Ogaden, also by Issoudun in France, on 17770 between 1600 and 1630, on 17770 in Somali to East Africa, 500 kilowatts there, large power, the antenna 130 degrees. And the Lutheran World Federation, also known as the Voice of the Gospel, again via Issoudun in France, frequency 15315, 1830 to 1900, to Western Central Africa in African languages, 500 kilowatts, 180 degrees. Radio Sultanate of Oman, broadcasting its external service on 15140, noted between 1330 and 1400, and again between 1407 to 1506, to Western Europe in English, 100 kilowatts and 315 degrees antenna, and in Arabic on the same frequency, 15140, between 1506 onwards. That's also 100 kilowatts and 315 degrees. Fairly good reception in Eastern Europe of the Russian local station Adygeyan Radio, 6000 frequency, 6000, broadcasting between 1800 and 1900 to Central Asia in various languages including Arabic and the local language. 188 degrees is the antenna, 100 kilowatts. Bible Voice Broadcasting Station via a relay facility in Europe, noted on 9490 between 1710 and 1730 to Near Middle East in Arabic, and between 1745 and 1800, also 9490 in Arabic, and 1815 to 1830 on 5900 in Arabic to the Middle East. All frequencies, those frequencies are 50 kilowatts and the antenna azimuth is 126 degrees. Voice of the Martyrs, a politically based station by the Tashkent Uzbekistan relay station noted in Eastern Europe on 7505 between 1530 and 1600 in Korean to Northeast Asia, 100 kilowatts, 076 degrees, and on 7580 from 1600 to 1630 to Western Asia in Farsi, and the antenna there is 236 degrees and the power is 100 kilowatts. Transworld Radio Africa via the relay station at Gregoriopol. Frequency is 11780 between 1630 and 1700 in Somali to East Africa, 300 kilowatts and 160 degrees is the antenna. So that was a summary of recent observations, monitoring observations, technical reports provided by the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, which is based in Sofia in Bulgaria. And we thank the organisation for providing those details of reception in that part of the world. Information from the Australian Government's Department of Radio and Space Services indicates that solar activity remains at a very low level. There are no visible sunspots audible on the Earth-facing side of the Sun, and the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is now hovering around 67, that's 67, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number is 2, that's digit 2. Now those figures are likely to remain much the same in the immediate future, which just means that our continuing long period of poor high frequency broadcasting or poor high frequency propagation over long distances on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be quite unreliable. However, there are still chances for good reception, providing that care is given to the optimum times and frequencies at your location. So we now have some information concerning monitoring and propagation here in Melbourne, particularly during our pre-sunrise and post-sunrise time windows. This is a summary I did recently between 1900 and 1930, that's 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. here in Melbourne. Good reception in the 5, 6, 7 and 9 megahertz bands. This is a summary of that the signals noted. 7465, the BBC from Singapore with its PASH 2 programs. 7540, the Voice of America with its DIWA broadcast in PASH 2 from the Udon Thailand relay station. 9645, China Radio International from a Beijing transmitting site in French. Well, that's actually Kunming, not Beijing. Kunming transmitting site. 9820, the Voice of America from Lampertheim in Germany with programming in Kurdish. 9585, the BBC from Dubai in the UAE with broadcast in Arabic. 9920, Radio Thailand from Bangkok with its programs to Europe and Africa and the Middle East in English. 9420, the Voice of Greece continues to be one of the stronger stations on the 31 metre band with programming in Greek. 9500, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 9560, China Radio International from Urumqi in the French language. 9730, the Voice of Vietnam in English. And down in the 49 metre band, quite a lot of activity there. Includes 5985, China Radio International from Beijing in Portuguese. 6030, Radio Aramia from Ethiopia the programming in Afar. 6055, China Radio International from Zurich in Albania with the French programs. 6090, another China Radio International frequency, this time from Urumqi with programming in Russian. 6110, two stations on this frequency at the same time, China Radio International, and that's in Russian service from Xi'an, and on the same frequency, the Ethiopian station, Radio Fana, in the Oromo language. 6130, Transworld Radio from Manzini in Swaziland with local programming. 6145, the Korean Broadcasting System from Seoul, South Korea, with its programs via the relay station in England from Wolverton in French, with programs to Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 6170, the Voice of America from Biblis in Germany, relay station there, with programs in Kurdish. And up at the top end of the 49 metre band, 6185, Radio Taiwan International with programming in German via the Wolverton relay station in England, and quite good reception. So that was a summary of some signals noted recently in our morning period, that's pre-sunrise here in Melbourne, between 1900 and 1930, frequencies in the 49, 41 and 31 metre bands were examined. Now some information concerning reception by technical monitors in Eastern Europe, courtesy of the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter. NHK World Radio Japan, broadcasting via the Issoudun relay station in Issoudun in France, noted on 13680 between 1430 and 1500 to Western Asia in Farsi, well that's Persian actually, 500 kilowatts, 090 degrees. Very good reception in Eastern Europe. A station known as I Radio, EYE, in Arabic and English, also via the Issoudun relay station. The frequency 15410 between 1500 and 1600 in Arabic, English and other languages to East Africa. That's 250 kilowatts and the antenna is 139 degrees. And the station known as Radio Exorio Ogaden, also via Issoudun in France, on 17770 between 1600 and 1630 on 17770 in Somali to East Africa, 500 kilowatts there, large power, the antenna 130 degrees. And the Lutheran World Federation, also known as the Voice of the Gospel, again via Issoudun in France, frequency 15315, 1830 to 1900, to Western Central Africa in African languages, 500 kilowatts, 180 degrees. Radio Sultanate of Oman, broadcasting its external service on 15140, noted between 1330 and 1400, and again between 1407 to 1506 to Western Europe in English, 100 kilowatts and 315 degrees antenna, and in Arabic on the same frequency, 15140, between 1506 onwards. That's also 100 kilowatts and 315 degrees. Fairly good reception in Eastern Europe of the Russian local station Adygeyan Radio, 6000 frequency, 6000, broadcasting between 1800 and 1900 to Central Asia in various languages including Arabic and the local language. 188 degrees is the antenna, 100 kilowatts. Bible Voice Broadcasting Station via a relay facility in Europe, noted on 9490 between 1710 and 1730 to Nearer Middle East in Arabic, and between 1745 and 1800, also 9490 in Arabic, and 1815 to 1830 on 5900 in Arabic to the Middle East. All frequencies, those frequencies are 50 kilowatts, and the antenna azimuth is 126 degrees. Voice of the Martyrs, a politically based station via the Tashkent Uzbekistan relay station, noted in Eastern Europe on 7505 between 1530 and 1600 in Korean to Northeast Asia, 100 kilowatts, 076 degrees, and on 7580 from 1600 to 1630 to Western Asia in Farsi, and the antenna there is 236 degrees and the power is 100 kilowatts. Transworld Radio Africa via the relay station at Gregoriopol. Frequency is 11780 between 1630 and 1700 in Somali to East Africa, 300 kilowatts and 160 degrees is the antenna. So that was a summary of recent observations, monitoring observations, technical reports provided by the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, which is based in Sofia in Bulgaria. And we thank the organisation for providing those details of reception in that part of the world.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
And back to an old-fashioned shack along the road to Gundagai, where the gum trees are growing and the murrumbidgee's flowing beneath the sunny sky. There's my mother and daddy awaiting for me, and the pals of my childhood once more I will see, and no more will I roam, 'cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go. Childhood once more I will see, and no more will I roam, 'cause I'm heading right for a home along the road to Gundagai. Here we go.